This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you this Monday morning. And the word that I have for you and for me is this: nothing can separate us from the love of God that comes to us through Jesus Christ. Nothing can separate us. Not the present, not the past, not the future, not sin, because we can confess our sin in the sacrament of penance and be washed clean by the blood of Jesus. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. I'll tell you, the devil will have you feel that you've been separated from God, but you have not been separated. He said, when I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all people to myself. You were drawn into the heart of Jesus as he was the sacrificial victim. He drew you into his heart, and nothing can separate you from the love of God. You must know who you are in Christ. You are a Christian Catholic in Christ, and you have victory over sin, Satan, and the devil. You have victory. How is this victory experienced? Through the power of the cross. The cross of Jesus brings us the victory over Satan, the world, and the flesh. Oh yes, it is the cross of Jesus. St. Paul said, when I came to you, Corinthian community, I decided to know nothing but Christ crucified. And if it was good enough for Paul, it's good enough for me. Christ crucified, who drew all men, women, and children into himself as he was nailed to the cross. He said, when I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all men unto myself. On the cross, not only were we forgiven by the blood of the Lamb, but he drew you and me into his sacred heart. How do I know that? Because he said it. When I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all men and women unto myself. He drew you as he was lifted up on the cross. You are no longer a victim. You are a victor because of what Jesus has done for you. Oh, yes, what Jesus has done for you. My victory is in Christ Jesus. Even if my conscience condemns me, the Word of God tells us that the blood of Jesus is stronger than my conscience, that the blood of the cross is greater than anything that gets in the way of me living a victorious life. Are you living a victorious life, at least one day at a time, knowing that all things work together for the good to those who love God and to those that are in Christ Jesus? You see, all things means all things, not some things, not many things, not a few things. All things work together for the good to those who are in Christ Jesus. So look at your all things right now that you feel are being separated from Jesus. Put a cross through them, because he says all things, not some things, all things have been conquered through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Paul, when he was persecuting Christians, when he was in and on the Damascus Road, he fell to the ground and he saw and heard the Lord Jesus Christ. He was changed in that moment. He was changed for good. I tell you, God is able to change you for good if you submit to him through Christ our Lord. You might be in the worst sinful situation, and you've done it for years and years and years, and your heart has grown numb. It's time to hear the word of God. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Get to confession. Go to a priest. Tell him you need to have an appointment with him so you can confess your sins and be united to the Lord Jesus Christ as a new creation. Oh, how we need to experience being a new creation. You are a new creation in Christ because of his cross, death, burial, and resurrection. You say, I don't feel like a new creation. Okay, you don't feel it. But you want to know what? I don't feel that I have money in my wallet, but I have it anyway. I don't feel it, but I know it. You see, feelings come and go. Knowledge stays. We need knowledge. The knowledge of God, that we are loved with an everlasting love, that nothing can separate us from the love of God that comes to us through Christ Jesus. We need knowledge, and we need to believe the word of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that comes to us through Christ Jesus. And nothing means zero. It means nothing. You only need to turn from your sin today. Go to confession, repent, and receive the grace and new life in the Holy Spirit. That's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. I don't have to pay for my sins. Jesus did that on the cross. I don't have to pay for my sins. Jesus did that on the cross. He said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. That's you and me. That's women, children. You need to know who you are in Christ Jesus. Not in yourself, but in Christ Jesus, you are a victor. I don't feel like a victor. I know you don't feel like a victor, but I don't feel that I have money in my wallet, but I have it anyway. You need to know, not feel, to know you are a victor in Christ Jesus through the power of the cross, death, and resurrection of the Savior. You're a victor, not a victim. And because you've gone through these difficult times, I'm not saying you're not going through difficult times. I've been through many difficult times. But you want to know what? Every time I've been through a difficult time, people would come to me afterwards and I would be able to help them because of what I went through. My difficult time was not only healed, but used to bless other people. When they would say, Father Tom, I don't think you understand this. Oh, I would say, I totally understand it. I've been through it, and I know that Jesus has conquered it in me and to me and through me. I understand. And God has a new life for you. A life of grace through the power of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That's real. That's real. You know, someone comes to me and says, I'm God's impossible case. No, no, there's no such thing. All things are possible in Christ Jesus to those who have faith. And you don't need a lot of faith. You need a mustard seed of faith. The devil is a liar. Don't listen to him. He's a liar. Jesus said he's been a liar from the beginning. And how does he corrupt people? By lies. If you eat this fruit, you become God. A lie. A lie. The devil is a liar. Jesus is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We want nothing to do with the liar. We want everything to do with the one who is truth himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how glorious he is, and how wonderful he wants to bestow on you his presence, his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness. Oh, yes, no one is too far gone. That is the devil himself telling you you're too far gone. No, no, no. You are not too far gone. You are far gone and need repair by the blood of Jesus. More than repair, a new life by the blood of Jesus. He did it so that you would be victorious. You don't feel victorious. You know, I don't feel victorious either today. But you know what? I am. I'm a victor, not a victim. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, what? Get thee behind. Victory today is mine. It's yours. The victory of the cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for Calvary. Thank you, Jesus, that you conquered on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, that you said, "Well, I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself." Oh, thank you, Jesus. You were drawn into the heart of Jesus when he was nailed to the cross. Hallelujah. And he's got plans for you. You see, he was on his way to put Christians in jail. He was on his way to kill even Christians. His name is Saul. It was then on the Damascus Road that Jesus appeared to him. He fell off his whatever. I don't know if it was on a horse. I have no idea. But he fell probably to the ground. And Jesus said, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And Saul said, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus whom you persecute." Oh, the beginning of a new life. A life from sin into a life of grace. All because of what Jesus did on the cross and in the power of the resurrection. A life of sin now into a life of grace. A mighty life of grace. And I'm telling you, if Saul could be filled with the presence of God and grace, he who killed Christians, you are no problem to God. He wants to fill you with his mercy, his forgiveness, his healing. He wants you to become a new person. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new person. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. But I don't want to forget the old, because I'm going to meet a lot of people that are still in the old. And I can tell them that they do not need to live in the old of sin, that there is a Savior who took sin to himself, your sin, my sin, on the cross. We have a sacrament. We go to confession. We confess our sins. Where does it say that in the Bible? John 20. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Oh, I'm not going to go to any man to confess my sins. Well, tell Jesus he made a mistake. Simple as that. Simple as that. Tell the Lord Jesus Christ you made a mistake. I'm not going to any man to confess my sins. I tell you, thanks be to God that God has raised up in the church people like priests, bishops, to hear the sins of people and to forgive them through the blood of the Lamb. Oh, they too are sinners. I tell you, I've been to confession hundreds of times. Once I went, and the priest was as mean could be. He said to me, "You should have known better." Oh, I said to him, "That's why I'm here. I didn't know better. I need mercy, and I need forgiveness. I need to be washed clean with the blood of Jesus." You should have known. I would never tell a penitent, "You should have known better." Oh, no. I would never tell him or her those words. I would listen to them, and I would proclaim what Jesus said, "Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven." And after they made their act of contrition, their act of sorrow, I will absolve them in God's name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. People forget about confession. Oh, I'm not going to just a man. Oh, I'm not going to a man either. I go to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is working through this priest. Whether he's a saint or not a saint, he's working through this priest to bring me forgiveness. You might say, "I don't believe that." That's okay. You don't have to believe it. It's the truth anyway. It's the truth anyway, so you don't have to believe it. I'm not telling you got to believe it, but it's the truth anyway. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. That sacrament is not used because people say, "Well, I don't like confessing my sin to another person." Well, you know what? Get over your pride. Get over your pride. Jesus said to the apostles, "Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained." But I had a bad experience in confession with the priest who was mean. Well, pray for the poor bum. He needs Jesus, but he gave you absolution anyway. Pray for him that he would be blessed and converted by the love of Christ Jesus, who died for him on the cross. I tell you, it's not time to hold grudges. It's not time to remember only the pain that we've experienced. It's time for new life. But new life comes through dying. Always through dying. Dying to that priest that hurt me. And I'm going to continue with my life. I forgive him in the name of Jesus. And if I can't forgive him, Lord Jesus, I borrow forgiveness from you for that priest. I borrow that forgiveness and I forgive him with the borrowed forgiveness that I got from Calvary. Oh, yeah. No one should be separated from the love of God that comes to us in Christ Jesus. Don't let anyone keep you from Jesus Christ. No one, no one, no one. You have been called to live in, with, and through the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "No one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of whom sent me, that I should lose nothing of what he has given me, that you, but I should raise it up on the last day." That's you. Your sins are not too great for the crucified. Your sins are not too great for the risen Lord. God calls you to himself. And how does he call us to himself? We take St. Paul as the example. In his sin, he was there to persecute Christians. He was a sinner. And it was the risen Savior who appeared to a sinner and forgave him, forgave him, forgave him. That's why he's so powerful. He was in the depths of sin. He was out to kill and put Christians to death. But he was forgiven. You know, it's all about being forgiven. No one is too bad that they cannot be forgiven because of the blood of Jesus that speaks more eloquently than the blood of Abel. We remember Abel. His blood went up to the Lord God. But the blood of Jesus speaks more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Do you know today that God has plans for your life? Do you know today that He wants something new in you? Oh, I hear someone say, I've heard that 1,000 times, I've started that 1,000 times, and I fell 1,000 times. I'm too far gone. Well, if you're too far gone, you're greater than God Himself. You're greater than Jesus if you're too far gone. And what you need to do, because you're too far gone, you need to get a red candle and follow with that candle in your hand, saying, I'm too far gone. Oh, nobody is too far gone. Nobody, nobody, nobody is too far gone. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory. That's you. All have sinned. You're not too far gone. Get over it now. He is greater than your sin. His blood is greater than your sin. Oh, the blood of Jesus brings salvation and mercy to us. Oh, the precious blood of the Lamb. How we need to proclaim the power of the blood. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. When I go to confession, I go under the blood. I am convinced that when I confess my sins and turn away from them, as I'm being given absolution, I am under the blood of the Lamb. Oh, precious blood of Jesus that brings victory to sinners. And all have sinned. That's you too. Of course it's me. Oh, you say, but I don't sin. Well, you make God a liar. That's what the Bible says. You say, I don't sin, you make God a liar. All have sinned. You could say, I don't know my sin. That's okay. Then you can say, Jesus, reveal to me my sin under the power of your mercy. Don't just reveal my sin, but under the power of Calvary, under the power of your mercy. He'll do it. He'll do it. People will say, but I don't sin. Well, I'm telling you, Bible says, if you say you don't sin, you make God a liar. You need to say, I don't know my sin. I don't know that I've sinned. I need God to show me my sin under the power of His love. That's real. You see, Paul had to confess what he did. He went out killing Christians, putting them in jail. He had to confess that he was a sinner and that only the blood could save him. And I'm telling you, only the blood can save you. And when you go to confession, you're going under the blood. That's real. That's real. That's real. How many times have I gone to confession, the sacrament of confession, and I went in burdened, so burdened, and came out flying, saying, all is new. A new start I have. I've been forgiven. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I tell you, the devil will try to tell you you're God's impossible case. He's a liar. He's a rotten liar. You don't need to listen to him. Jesus said, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. That's you. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it's the will of him who sent me that I lose nothing. That's you, of what he has given me. But I would raise it up on the last day. It's time to return to Jesus. It's time to go to confession. It's time to get rid of the darkness and live in the light of the risen Christ. It's time. God has something wonderful for you. But you need to go and confess your sins and receive the precious power of the Holy Spirit. Where would we be without the precious power of the Holy Spirit? I would be nowhere. The words that I speak would be just words falling into the ground. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit that convicts people of sin. Not condemns, convicts people of sin. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit. Do you know him? Do you know the third person in the Blessed Trinity? If you don't, just tell Jesus, I want to know the Holy Spirit. Breathe on me the breath of God that will give me the Holy Spirit. Breathe on me the breath of God that will give me the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.